Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the virtual Business Radio X studio in Alpharetta. No, folks, we're not in Renaissance Bank at the moment due to social distancing concerns and directives, but Renaissance Bank is open. The drive-thrus are open for business. Banking is an essential business for all of us, of course. And the branches are open, but by appointment only. So if you're a Renaissance customer, you want to visit your local Renaissance banker, call ahead, make an appointment, and they'll be glad to see you with the right distance there inside the branch, of course. So give a call to them. They're doing great work with some of the PPP loans and other emergency loans that are out there right now and getting those processed. So check them out. Call ahead or go to renaissancebank.com and check them out there. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now we have got two very special guests who have done work in this community for years that has touched the lives of thousands. Jay Litton and Catherine Simons, and they are co-leaders of RUMC Job Networking. And it's a pleasure to have both of them here on North Fulton Business Radio. Jay, Catherine, welcome.
All right. Thank you, John.
Yeah. So why don't we, for those that don't know you, let's give a little introduction. Jay, I'm going to let ladies go first. Catherine, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, and then Jay can.
Okay. I have been active with the RUMC Job Networking Program now for a number of years, and I have enjoyed being part of seeing people find work and learn lessons and sharpen and hone their skills for how to go about doing job search. So we're excited about how we have reinvented ourselves now. And we'll tell you more about that soon.
Sure. Jay?
Sure. So I've been the volunteer lead and co-lead with Catherine now for 23 years at RUMC Job Networking. And professionally, I am a enterprise software sales executive for a company called Sumo Logic. So my customers are folks that run IT operations and IT security.
And let's talk a little bit about RUMC Job Networking. So this is a ministry that is part of Roswell United Methodist Church. I wonder if maybe one of you would address just there are some very specific faith reasons behind having a job networking ministry, and one that's been so impactful for people. Go ahead, Catherine.
Okay. Well, you know, when you look at all the ways that people are impacted by life's issues, we think, oh, we must help people that are hungry, and we must help people that are have no shelter. And the list goes on. And many of them are right there in the Bible. It tells you all the ways that we need to go out and feed my sheep. Mm. But one of the ways that people are really hurting is when they are without a job and they can't pay their bills. They can't pay their mortgage. They can't reach college tuition payments and on and on and on. And it comes right down to often hurting a marriage. And we saw that during the last recession, the pain that was involved between couples. So we feel like we are called to do this, that this is where we need to stand in the gap and really reach out to people from both sides of the fence, helping employers too, to find employees. Jay?
Absolutely. I mean, we have one volunteer who says RUMC Job Networking is the church at its best because you're helping people where they are with needs that are critical to their home life, to their financial life, and even to their faith in God. So can't be said better than what he said to us.
Yeah. Now, we'll get into the particulars of the work you do in just a second, but I do want to put this out there for, because I'm sure at this point, other faith communities might be thinking, you know, a job, ministry might be a good one for us because it's timely, right? Our people need that. And I know y'all have been active in, trying to get your model out there for others to emulate. I know. Yeah. That's one of your particular passions, right, Catherine?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, we started back in July, beginning to record our speakers and putting together a playbook for how to get started with a ministry like this. And we just had a meeting in January of seven churches that have already started up and made a choice to continue to meet on a regular basis to support one another. And we're looking for more churches to join us.
That's absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome. That's great work. So we'll put information in the show notes for maybe leaders of faith communities that want to follow up with you on that. But let's get into really the subject is at hand is what you offer job seekers and folks that maybe 2 months ago thought everything, they really didn't have a care in the world, and now suddenly they're furloughed or they're out of work. And had been turned upside down. Jay, maybe you can start and talk directly to those folks about what the advice that you would give them.
Sure. Well, there's three specific things that we focus on. The first one would be to help them stay positive, because a job search is not a positive experience. I don't care how you dress it up. But we do specific things and we share specific things to help them stay positive in their job search. The second thing we do is we help them move forward, and we move forward by providing like real tangible resources and strategies and techniques so that they can see their own progress. It's not just a feel good thing. I'm positive. It's I feel better because I'm moving forward because I'm acting on these specific things that they learn through our workshops and through our volunteer leaders and through our networking. And then finally, we're a church, so, and this is a ministry. So we believe that you need to be, you know, keep your faith. And we show them how to keep their faith through, we actually have a God's Talking workshop. We have Stephen ministers that go to our chapel and pray with people. We have a prayer list. We have a dinner speaker that speaks on their own personal faith journey. So we put all these three things together, and it creates an experience that I think people are really surprised and shocked that, you know, that they're loved during a time where they're not feeling it.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Losing a job, particularly right out of the blue, really under any circumstances, but certainly in terms of where we are right now, it really unhinges the moorings of your self-image. Catherine, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we noticed, and we noticed it during the recession last time, was that people really just walk in the door hesitant, nervous, head down, reluctant to, you know, put their themselves forward. And after being surrounded by so many positive people with ideas and suggestions and solutions and people that are really professionals in this business, they walk out the door with a lighter step. And we're happy about that.
Yeah, for sure. So you've been at this now for how many years? When did you start?
Well, for myself, I started in 1997. Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, when I started, I wasn't even a member of the church. I wasn't even a Christian. And
wow.
After about a year and a half, the other volunteers had left. Mm-hmm. And so I was the last one standing. And so I got it going for a few years, and I built it up to about 100 volunteers. And Catherine came by a few years later, and she said, "How come you're not doing this? How come you're not doing that?" And I go, "Well, you know, I got a full-time job, and if you want to participate..." She says, "Well, I own a business, but I understand the staffing business. I understand the recruiting business. I can help you." So very next meeting, we had like 11 or 12 resume reviewers. And from there, Catherine's just been helping us grow the ministry in many, many, many different ways. So it's been a great teamwork between Catherine and myself. Matter of fact, we can go a whole week and not even talk to one another. Just through osmosis, we know the swim lanes we're supposed to stay in, and it all comes together on Monday when we meet. You know, we meet the second and fourth Monday of every month.
Right.
How we are virtual the second and fourth Monday of every month.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great partnership y'all have had. So you've made this migration to on site, you know, with serving meals and all that, all the in person classes and sessions you have to virtual, and you've done that awfully quickly. So talk a little bit about how that's happened. May Catherine, maybe you can address that.
You know, people just came out of the woodwork. We had one person on board with us for a long time who had amazing skills. Her name's Pam, and she recently retired. And so when all of this happened, we're on the phone talking and said to Pam, hey, can you help us with this? And she said, absolutely, I would love to. And she has just taken this ball and run with it. She's built a team around some of the volunteers that we've already had in place and understood the program, and but they had strong IT skills. And it just, I mean, totally all the pieces fell into place. It was just amazing. Jay, would you like to add to that?
Yeah, you know, when you empower people to do things and they have the passion around it, spectacular things happen. And that's how we've been blessed. I mean, we have, when we normally meet on site, we have a minimum of 95 volunteers.
Wow.
We have 8.5 hour program, starts at 12:30 in the afternoon, goes till 9 o'clock at night. We have dinner. We have a tire to hire clothing closet. We have a photographer comes in. We have a group of folks come in, take LinkedIn headshots. It goes on and on and on. And it's just exciting when you just say, all right, you've got this portion of the ministry, run with it. And what they do with it is spectacular. And we're seeing that now on the virtual side.
Sure, sure. Talk a little bit, Catherine, about the there's a whole series of classes and I guess small groups that meet during that Monday afternoon, right? That lead up to the evening program. Talk about some of the offerings there. Jay mentioned LinkedIn. I know there's you have a pretty deep set of offerings for people.
Yes, we do. And so now those same offerings that we're doing, that we have been doing in person, live, on site at RUMC, we're still offering those same workshops. And they are virtual on this Monday. But they are all, we chose all the workshops that were the most nitty-gritty, must-know subjects. And they're all being taught by professionals who do this on an everyday basis. They're not people that use this occasionally. This is their life. So we have how to write a resume that gets noticed, how to do interviews that have success, LinkedIn, so that you've got all the right information there, everything, all the every step involved. And this week, we're going to do Crossroads as well, a piece of it that gives you the big overview of where to begin and then break it down. Okay. We talked about resume writing. Here's a workshop on resume writing. We talked about LinkedIn. Here's a workshop on LinkedIn. So we think, if we haven't covered it all, we want to know about it because we're on it. Jay?
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I would add is that, I'm real excited. Our keynote speaker at 5 o'clock next Monday is a lady that, has really crafted the art of doing virtual interviews. So she's a recruiter and she primarily works with C-level executives and she has this down. And so let's face it, for now on, virtual interviewing is going to be critical to your job search success. So we're nailing that as our keynote speaker this coming week.
That's terrific. And let's broaden it out just a bit, Jay, and talk a little bit about those keynote speakers, because we may have some folks that are listening to this show after next Monday. So they may not make that, but what they will plug into if they get connected with you going forward is you always have great keynote speakers that really wind up that day.
We do. And, you know, when we look at our keynote speakers, matter of fact, the keynote speaker we're using for this coming week has not spoken before, but the topic of virtual interviewing was so important. That's why we're using her. But normally when we get a keynote speaker, they're very content rich. If I don't see job seekers in attendance taking lots of notes, then I pick the wrong speaker. So it's very much learning, but at the same time, they're great at motivating and inspiring at the same time. So it's that combination that's real important to us. Now, one thing interesting about going virtual is we now are not limited to the Atlanta marketplace. So I am trying to reach out to get some nationally known folks to be a keynote speaker for us moving forward. And if that works well, when we go back on site, we just may continue that. That's kind of a thought. Catherine and I are kind of bouncing that around right now. So who knows? Virtual may be something we live with moving forward in addition to our on-site meetings.
That sounds awesome. Now, folks, we're going to have this in the show notes where you can go to get the agenda for the next meeting. You know, whenever you listen to this particular interview, you'll be able to click on the link and go and see what the agenda for the next meeting is, whether that's April or May or whenever. So take a look at that. But the two of you have got some very specific suggestions on what to do now. And Catherine, one of those is for job seekers is to stay positive. And offer some thoughts on that. How do I stay positive right now?
Yeah. Well, the first thought I have on that is to make sure that you're staying healthy. And because when you start having aches and pains and you're getting sluggish from sitting around too much, and one of our speakers always says, can't do search while you have funny slippers on. And in fact, he's going to be speaking soon.
Good.
So we make sure that everyone, you know, has a good diet, exercise, get rest, positive thinking, get up in the morning, get dressed, and be the part. Get ready, playing the part. And I always think too, you know, got to be careful not to keep surrounding yourself with downers. I mean, right now it's particularly difficult because everybody wants to talk about what's going on in our current situation and how it's affecting them. And it really brings you down if you're just talking about that all day long, or every single conversation you have comes back to the same thing. That's just a big problem. And then I like to say too, that we need to trust God. You know, have a plan, but listen, avoid trying to just work your own plan. Listen to what God's trying to tell you about where to go next, and listen to people that he puts in your life that are positive, because they'll give you some good feedback that you might not have thought about. And then there's several other things. Jay, you want to pick up on a few?
Well, probably the one I would just refocus on, you said not stay around downers. I just this morning getting ready for today, I got a bunch of emails and I got a bunch of texts, and boy, it was just really negative. Just really negative. And so I just didn't respond, and I put it away, and I went on for some other things that I thought would be more constructive of my time. And so time management is critical. If you got to really evaluate how much time you're spending on the negative stuff and find ways. Probably the most important way to stay positive is to help somebody else. It is really self-rewarding to just take a little bit of time and help somebody else. And especially in a job search, it's really easy because you probably know somebody that they could be introduced to. There's a whole lot you can do during this time to stay positive, and that's probably, to me, the biggest.
And I'd like to add to that one more thing.
Sure.
One of the reasons, you know, that we're really encouraging people to get up in the morning and get dressed and ready to go, not only because it keeps them on schedule, but it also keeps feeding more positive steps forward. But they need to be ready at any moment for a virtual interview. You just never know when that's going to happen, when somebody's on the phone and they want to plug in on a virtual interview. And that's why we're going to hit that so hard very soon in our workshops.
Yeah. And I think, folks are, there are a lot of folks out there that are brand new to Zoom, right? And they don't really know maybe how they look on camera because they're really not used to using this technology maybe. And they're used to the in-person interview, but not the virtual. And that's something, a great point. You really have to pay attention to that. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So, Jay, I'm interested in some of the specific, go forwards that you're giving to folks right now.
Sure. So as I mentioned, we help folks move forward, just not stay positive, but move forward. And we try to do that by providing specific resources and advice. And probably a couple of them that I would recommend is, this is the time, if you just are not very knowledgeable about LinkedIn, this is the time to know what every button and every menu and everything that does. And I know it costs money to get to a premium edition. And I'm not up to date on if it's $50 or whatever, but you just need to be able to use LinkedIn. That is the way that jobs through networking are made possible. Mm. When you do get an interview, it's important to know how to navigate to maybe people that know people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
That is the number one tool today in 2020. And then, another thing would be something that was just mentioned, and that's Zoom. So I would recommend hosting a Zoom on your own with some other friends as a way to become acquainted with it. And, we're going to have content on this hopefully on a more regular basis, but the backgrounds that you have, should you use virtual backgrounds? Should you not? You got to look at the placement of your hands. There's just so many things, so many things to learn that are so nuanced.
Right.
And it is critical that you figure that out. Now, one crazy thing I thought of the other day, and I've not shared this with anybody, so I'm taking a little risk here. But I thought you could go to LinkedIn. You could find out that the hiring manager, let's say, is a big Clemson fan. And you could put together a virtual background that looks like you're a big Clemson fan too. It's in the white lie category, so I'm probably not going to recommend this, but just keep this to ourselves.
Sure.
And then when the Zoom meeting starts, you have the whole virtual thing of Clemson. And you go, oops, I'm sorry. And then you disconnect that and you go back to your normal background.
I like that.
I don't know. I'm just teasing a little bit here, but you got to be creative. And the combination of Zoom and LinkedIn is absolutely critical. And then the third thing I might add would be research. So, for example, every city has a business chronicle or business journal, a weekly newspaper that has daily emails that go out, tells you what's going on in the city, and it's free. So you want to be up to date on the news, and that's another way to do it. So those three things is what I would focus on.
And some of the basics here have not changed. Right, Catherine? I mean, yes, it's a different time. We're virtual. We're learning new tools, but there are some basics here that have not changed.
Absolutely. Just keeping a notebook all the time of just what your successes have been, who needs to be followed up with, when's the last time you talked to that person? Jay and I are both in sales, so have been in sales and continue that way. And, so we've learned, that you're just going to get so many no's, and you're going to get so many no's, people not going to talk to you. But every one of those no's puts you one step closer to a yes. And so you start tracking some of those things. How many phone calls do I need to make, and set goals for yourself to keep yourself on track all during the day? Because it's very easy to not put the time in. This is a very time-consuming process. An eight-hour day just may not be enough.
Yeah, and one thing that folks have to deal with right now because of shelter at home is they are at home, and they are at home with family and distractions that may be a lot more than they're used to. Jay, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think people are, think about today, if you're doing an interview, it's virtual.
Mm-hmm.
The employer's probably at home with kids as well.
Mm.
So actually, the problem with that is not as great as it used to be. I think if a child walked into the room while you're doing a job interview, no, that's not what you want. But I think the employer would all of a sudden hopefully humanize the situation and you'll be all right. There is one other, I feel like I'm going sideways on you, but there is one other Zoom tip I'd like to give.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to show it to you.
Okay.
I just turned off my lamp that I have on my desk. You see a difference?
Yes.
So go spend $0 and put a lamp on your desk so that the hiring manager can see you a little bit better. So thought I'd throw that in there as a little bonus tip.
I like that tip. Our folks on podcasts can't see that, but there's a big difference. And the truth of the matter is that's some psychology for yourself, right? I mean, if you're sitting in the dark, that's not really great for yourself either, right?
It's not.
No. So one of the things that, Catherine, I think we've mentioned this before, but I think it's important to mention this again as it relates to some of the programming that you offer, and that is keeping the faith.
Absolutely. We just feel like the job search is tough enough, so tough that it's really difficult to do it by yourself. And when you feel like you're listening to God, God is on your side. He's for you. God's not against you. He's your friend. Then everything changes. And surrounding yourself, like we said before, with positive people and God's message, joining a Bible study, doing some things you never had time to do before, maybe. I know Jay gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning to do a Bible study with his guys that he's in a group with. And I have a group that I've been meeting with for a lot of years, and we meet every single week. Sometimes we've had to change the time, but we reinforce each other about how God is in it and remind each other of what happened 6 months ago and how it was taken care of.
Mm.
So yes, we really believe that that God's got to be part of all of this. He must be.
And let's just put it out there for folks that that RUMC Job Networking is clearly a ministry of Roswell United Methodist Church, but you don't require people to join the church, or you don't require people to be of a certain faith. You're there to minister to the world. And,
yes.
But these are tips that you give people to get through that. This
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Right? And when you think about these churches we talked about in the beginning, who are mm-hmm. startups, who have now come together for that very first meeting. Of the seven churches that we met with that day at that meeting, there was only one Methodist church. All of the rest of the churches were non-denominational. They were all God-focused, but not necessarily Christian by any stretch. And they all came together to take the best from the program and the ministry and put it forward to their people. So we're very much open arms. That's what we want.
Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Jay Litton and Catherine Simons, and they are co-leaders of RUMC Job Networking in Roswell, Georgia, here in North Fulton. Jay, let's you talked about getting positive. Let's get positive because, right now, people are getting hired.
They are getting hired. As a matter of fact, yesterday I received an email from someone that came to Job Networking and met an employer, and he was just so excited. I got just a fantastic email yesterday saying that he got his job and he just wanted to thank us. So it's kind of nice to see that, and we share those kind of emails with our volunteers because – everybody likes to know that their time that they're investing in volunteering is well spent.
Mm-hmm.
But think about that. Yesterday, we just found out another, 6-7 million people have hit the unemployment ranks from last week and add that to the, all the other weeks, and yet people are still hiring. And that's obvious because we get employers to send us job leads, and we post those job leads on our email groups. It's called Groups.io. And anyone goes to our website, they'll see how, that they can register and sign up, and they can get these job leads. So, yes, every single day we're having employers reach out to us and say, how do I get a hold of the right kind of job seeker for this opening I have? And we use email distribution to get that information out. So that's good news, I think.
Yeah. And, I don't remember exactly what, how this was happening at the time. You would have better, memory on this obviously than I do, but, I don't remember in the last recession companies hiring while there were layoffs happening. I remember a lot of layoffs. I don't remember that there were companies hiring like they still are right now.
Well, there's some there's particular needs that companies have that they'll lay off over in this area, but then, you know, they have to continue to operate. You know, I, for example, in my professional life, I talk to folks in IT security and IT operations. Well, IT operations may be impacted a little bit, but on IT security, you can't afford another data breach on top of this virus situation going on. Right. So those kind of jobs are very valuable right now. And that's just one example of, I think, of many of them that would be out there.
And then, Catherine, there are concerns. I know one of the things that we talked about before we came on the air was that all these layoffs do mean quality people are hitting the market. And so what does that mean for me as a job seeker?
Well, you know, even though there's layoffs, there are shifts. As Jay just said, you know, there's going to be, even within the same company, there's going to be a large shift. So all of a sudden, opportunities open up that weren't there before. We're seeing that on TV, on the news. They've been putting on companies that are hiring, like Kroger with 2,000 job openings, and Home Depot, and just a big long list. So I think people may have to start again, like they did last time, focus on reinventing themselves and just thinking outside the box to, where do these same skills that I have today transfer to another opportunity? I wanted to make another mention too about finding jobs. The Greater North Fulton Chamber of Commerce, who is an amazing supporter of everything that we do here, they have a job board that is huge, just goes on and on and on. Another one to take a look at. And our other supporter, Roswell Rotary Club, they are just doing everything possible to help job seekers, and with both food and with find opportunities to go to the next step. So there's a lot of people out there doing things.
For sure. I mean, this community is always shines when bad times happen. And certainly that's happening right now. Jay, if you would talk a little bit about volunteering, because I know that's one little aspect that of a suggestion you offer. And even today you can do that virtually. To really help your resume, help you get involved, and help your own attitude.
Absolutely. So think of the industry you're in, and think of the help that maybe an association could possibly use right now. Think about it. Maybe their membership fees are not going to be paid because people go, you know, I can't go to any meetings, so why would I pay my membership fees? So maybe this whole virtual thing could be used to your advantage, where you could actually be seen as a facilitator of topics while everybody's unable to meet. There's just so many creative ideas that you can go for, because these groups that used to get together in person no longer can do so. And they may get laid off themselves because the money's not coming in. I'm personally involved in a couple local nonprofit associations. And we've had like a golf outing. It's being canceled. It brought in thousands and thousands of dollars. So if they don't have those thousands of dollars, will they possibly lay folks off? Maybe they could delay that golf outing until later this fall. But if everything gets delayed to this fall, all those things are supposed to happen this spring, then people are not going to want to spend money on all those things again. So make yourself visible and make yourself available and ask how you can help. And if they don't have any ideas, find out what gaps there might be so you can help them. So trade associations, meetup groups, this applies in so many different ways. And we're here to help brainstorm on that for the individual that says, okay, I heard you, but I can't figure that out. We're willing to help whoever.
Sure. Sure. Okay. So let's get folks to take action. And you've mentioned some of this before, but I want to make sure folks are directed correctly in terms of the resources that you offer. Jay, why don't you take the lead on this one?
Sure. So probably the best thing to do is go to our website. It's RUMCjobnetworking.com. And the RUMC stands for Roswell United Methodist Church. So if you get lost, you can go to RUMC.com and navigate your way to our job networking ministry. Once you're there, you're going to see links to join our LinkedIn group that we have. You're going to see a link to join the group's IO email system that we have so you can get daily job leads from us. You're also going to see a link to our next agenda with the link to register for our next meeting that we have. And so what we've tried to do is instead of spreading out our workshops throughout the work week, we've decided to continue the cadence of the second and fourth Monday. And just, you know, we're going to have 8 hours just chock full of information from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. On these second and fourth Mondays. Now, very close coming up, we have a Memorial Day, and Catherine and I haven't talked about it, but we may, since we're virtual, we may pick a day around Memorial Day so we can kind of keep this cadence of the second or fourth Monday. But information, I haven't talked to Catherine about that yet.
Well, we won't tell anybody right here, so we'll let y'all figure that out and put that out there. But this has been great. It's timely. And you just continue to do this work. I'm interested in from both of you, Catherine, maybe you can start any closing thoughts that you would offer to folks.
Well, I would use this time to learn something new that's going to help you move forward. And recently, one of our volunteers just went on and on about how helpful the Zoom tutorial was. It took an hour. She learned all these little tips, and she's just so much better at all the different ways that she can use it. That's just one example, but there's many other things. If you haven't taken the time to learn how to do a word skill like PowerPoint, this is the time to do it. Use, because that makes you just that much more valuable. Jay?
You know, let me give a little bit of bad news and then I'll make it good. A little bit of bad news is that I'm personally familiar with a lot of folks that are getting laid off at major corporations that are extremely qualified at what they do. They're very good people. If you no fault of their own, they're part of mass layoffs at major Fortune 500 companies here in Atlanta, for example. So guess what? The competition just got a little tough. However, not everybody's going to take advantage of the resources and not everybody's going to take advantage of being up to date in their job search. And so that's where we come in. We're going to tool you and equip you and give you, I believe, the ammunition that you need to be successful to compete. And I think that's what churches are supposed to do. They're supposed to help folks when they're in a situation they need help in. And hopefully people can take advantage of that with RUMC job networking.
Well, this has been great. And I want to congratulate both of you. You know, it's real easy to start a ministry. It's a whole nother thing to keep it going for two decades plus. So thank you for what both of you do. You're a service to the community for certain. But before we wrap it up, Jay, let's give that website one more go to make sure Absolutely. People know. Okay.
It's a long domain name. So think of RUMC job networking. RUMCjobnetworking.com.
That's great. Jay Litton and Catherine Simons, RUMC Job Networking. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Folks, just a reminder that you can listen to this show on all the major podcast platforms. That includes Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I have yet to get a challenge on a podcast app we can't be heard on. So go find us. North Fulton Business Radio would be the search term. Or if you'd rather not do that, you can just go to northfultonbusinessradio.com and check out our complete archive of shows, which we're up to about 215 or something like that. So we're the longest running podcast in North Fulton, and we cover business like no one else in North Fulton. So check us out. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, all the usual social media platforms. I'd be embarrassed if we weren't on LinkedIn after what's been said here today. So I'm glad we made that happen. North Fulton BRX on all three of those platforms. So for my guest, Catherine Simons and Jay Litton, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.